We bring on Kendall Rogers of Perfect Game. Kendall, thanks for joining us. How is everything?
Going pretty well. You know, it's been an exciting season across the country, and we have about a month left of the regular season, so it ought to be interesting to see what happens as teams kind of jockey for a position here.
Kendall, obviously, people around this part of the country are concerned with SEC baseball, and particularly the Arkansas Razorbacks, struggling in their midweek games. Not able to put away Texas A&M in a series that I thought they needed to sweep to try and solidify possibly hosting a regional. Where do you see Dave Van Horn and the Arkansas Razorbacks right now as it appears going into the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, you know, Arkansas is kind of an interesting team in the sense of how the resume kind of stacks up. You know, usually if you look at a team, let's say, for instance, Mississippi State is 10-8 in conference, and they would probably be a regional host right now because they have an RPI of 10. Arkansas, on the flip side, because of games like you mentioned against Nebraska and teams like that, you know, yeah, they're 11-7 in conference. They've also got an RPI of 68. So, you know, Arkansas's got a lot of work to do down the stretch, in my opinion, to have a host. If the committee does what they've done, you know, over the last 9 or 10 years, which is weigh heavily on that RPI, now they could change their tune a little bit this year. But I think right now, unless Arkansas finishes extremely strong, I think they're going somewhere at the 2 seed at this point.
Kendall, I could make the argument, though, that Arkansas went on the road, played some tough non-conference games. They went out to Arizona, played 4 games out there. I know they didn't fare well out there, but they played those games. Mississippi State has stayed close to home.
Yeah, you know, you're right in that sense. You know, kind of comparing these teams, you know, here's kind of a look at the way these teams stack up. You know, you look at Mississippi State right now, they're 6-3 against RPI top 25 teams. They're 13-8 against RPI top 50, 16-10 against RPI top 100. Whereas, you know, you look at Arkansas, you're right, you know, they played a lot of top 50 teams. They're 11-11 against those teams. So, you know, it's a strange deal. I mean, there's so many teams out there that have, you know, really weird RPIs. Rice is another team. You know, Rice is certainly kind of like Arkansas this sense. It almost seems like they're hosting every other year. And they're a team that, despite leading their conference, they've got an RPI in the 50s and 60s. So it's been a weird year. Again, I think it's going to really come down to what the NCAA values. The problem you have with the NCAA is you give Arkansas a host side of the RPI of 58 or 60, but then tell everybody else that you weigh the RPI heavily in other decisions. You know, I don't think you can really have it both ways. And I think that's kind of the issue they're going to run into.
Kendall, with Coach Dave Van Horn being named the USA, is it NCAA manager for the 2014 USA team? How do you think that impacts him, and as far as the Arkansas team, as far as recruiting coming up in the next couple years?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I've always had people kind of ask about that because, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing this year because, you know, the coach this year is TCU's coach, and TCU, of course, has not had a very good year, surprisingly. So it's kind of weird that he's going to have to go away now. They've had a bad year. And you look at Van Horn. I think the big thing is, you know, those coaches stay in contact. And, you know, I don't see the big issue. You know, Todd Butler, the recruiting coordinator, has really become an animal. The recruiting trail is all over the place. It showcases tournaments, you name it. So, you know, I don't think it's one of those things that Dave Van Horn would want to do every year. But, you know, it's one of those situations where I think it certainly makes sense. In this position, and I think it's a good move for him. It's a good honor for him.
And Kendall, is that a, like you said, not every year. Is there a limit on that? Like, how many times can he actually be the manager?
I think it's only once.
Just once, okay.
I don't think I've known of anyone that's ever been the manager twice. So I think it's just a one-time deal. And like I said, I think, you know, Todd Butler, Dave Jordan, those guys, I think they'll you know, I think they'll be just fine, you know, taking control while Dave's out of the country.
Kendall, this Arkansas team, preseason number one in 3 of the 5 national polls, struggled a little bit defensively and with their bats. Solid pitching staff, but it was the pitching staff that let them down in game one against Texas A&M this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at Arkansas, you know, I think the pitching staff is as good as advertised. You know, I've seen these guys a few times this year, and I think when you look at the ability, the shutdown ability that Ryan Stanek, Garrett Aston, Colby Suggs, even Chris Oliver. Chris Oliver may not be great every time out, but he has the kind of the blow-away potential. So, to me, the staff is what we all thought it would be. I think that's what's going to carry them to the postseason. And I think offensively, you know, there's no doubt these guys struggle offensively, especially during the midweek. But, you know, maybe getting a guy like a Jordan Ferris in the lineup, I've had some people really kind of praise him a lot here lately. Maybe getting a guy like him in the lineup kind of gets that offense going a little bit. I don't think there's any way this offense is going to be some highly productive offense by the end of the year. But I think if you can kind of infuse a couple of, you know, kind of spark plugs, I think it could be a serviceable offense. I mean, people talk about Arkansas's offense, but remember, this is a team that last year, you know, was a 266 for the team, and they were in Omaha and were, you know, went away from probably playing for the national championship. So, yeah, you know, you like to have some offense, but these guys showed last year that not only can they get to Omaha, you know, with that pitching staff, they can win a couple of games while they're there.
Yeah, they can compete. And we had the color guy for the Razorbacks on, and I just found out this year about how the college baseball changed the bats. Now, has that had any effect, you think, on some of the offense for some of the teams?
Oh, there's no question it has. You know, I think when you look at the situation now, there's actually a proposal now to go to the professional ball instead of the college ball. That's kind of the big story now. What essentially has happened as they've taken the bats to the way they used to be, to basically the same level as a major league bat. Well, the problem in terms of the coefficient restitution, which is the power of the ball off the bat, the problem you have is they moved the college ball a couple of years ago to kind of go with the juiced up bat. Well, now you have a dead ball with a dead bat. So what they're wanting to do now, Clemson coach Jack Leggett's kind of leading this charge, is trying to go to the professional ball to create a little bit more pop. So I think it's obvious at this point that coaches are getting a little frustrated with the lack of power. It's just making things really difficult on hitters. So there's no doubt that hurts the production, but I think you're going to see coaches kind of be proactive and make sure that gets changed here pretty quick.
Kendall, in your mind, let's say Arkansas sweeps the series at Georgia this weekend, mm-hmm. wins their non-conference game, their midweek game next week, loses one of two to Kentucky, and then sweeps Tennessee and Auburn. Would that get them hosting a regional?
You know what? Under that scenario, which actually isn't crazy at all, I mean, I think when you look at the remaining schedule, I think they should win every single series left. So if that situation arises, here's the situation you're looking at RPI-wise. You look at Georgia, they're 143. Even sweeping those guys is not going to help you that much. You look at Kentucky, 31, that's going to be a big one because it's on the road. And you look at Auburn at 33 on the road. Kentucky and Auburn are the two series you really need to look at. Those are the two they really need to take the most advantage of because of those other two teams outside. I'll say this, if they win the last four series, that would put them, at eight more conference wins. I mean, it would be hard to not give a team in the SEC with 19 wins, not give them a host. So, again, I think the NCAA is going to have a big dilemma on this end. But I'll say this much: if a team wins 19 games in that league, they should be a host. I don't care what in the heck the RPI says.
What is it about RPI and people looking at that? You look at football polls and everybody's like, well, you got to throw the computers out because it's just someone's formula that they came up with. Why do they pay so much attention to RPI and not just go with, okay, here's who they played, here's their scores, and here's how the game played out?
Well, the big issue you have is, I think, it's just the access to games. You know, you look at basketball, you talk to the basketball committee, and, you know, those guys spend the whole season going around the country watching games, watching teams and things like that. Well, in college, you know, you don't really have that. So, you know, they do look at the schedule. They look at who you play, non-conference and things like that. But, you know, I think the big thing, they've got to have somewhere to kind of look in terms of how to break down teams, how they did against RPI top 25 teams, how they did against top 50 teams, things like that. And let's face it, there's really no other way to do that in college baseball besides to use a computer. So, you know, they tried to perfect the system over the years. You know, they tweaked the formula from last year to this year. It gives more weight towards teams who play more road games as opposed to teams like LSU who play pretty much all home games in non-conference. But it's still not a perfect system, and I'm not sure we'll ever will find a perfect system because I think someone will always have an issue with it.
And Kendall, who right now would you believe is probably the top five teams? Who's playing the best college baseball? Your top five?
Well, I think right now, I mean, the top five is pretty set. I mean, I think you look at the, you know, you look at North Carolina. You know, just a really balanced offensive club, balanced pitching staff. They've been just terrific all season long. They're 39-3 right now. You look at LSU. LSU, a team, Ryan E., Darren Miller, really did a nice job on the mound. Their offense really stepped up. Then I think you look at, you know, Vanderbilt. You know, Vanderbilt's a team that, unfortunately, they don't play LSU in regular season, but, you know, Vanderbilt's a team that's been extremely consistent. When you look at Virginia, Brian O'Connor, to me, might be the coach of the year. I mean, you're talking about a team going into the year that wasn't ranked. They had a ton of holes to fill, and they're coming off a sweep of Florida State. So, then on the West Coast, you look at Cal State Fullerton. Fullerton's really done a nice job this year. You know, they've gone on the road for a lot of games. They've won those games. So, you know, right now, you've got about five of the national teams that are pretty much set in stone, which is kind of unheard of, really.
Kendall, you guys with Perfect Game have the Razorbacks ranked 12th right now, 27-15. They were ranked 9th, but obviously with the midweek sweep by Nebraska and then losing that first game to Texas A&M drops them down a little bit. Arkansas's postseason chances, let's say that they don't host a regional. They have to go on the road like last year. Do you give them a pretty good shot at getting back to Omaha, or do you think it'll be a little bit tougher than what it was last year?
No, I think they'll give them a good shot. I think the worst-case scenario is probably getting sent to Oklahoma, and I don't think Oklahoma is that great of a team. If you even look at Oklahoma, I think they've got an RPI of like 38 or 40. But, you know, they probably will win the Big 12, so – I would say it's the worst case scenario if they don't host. I think they go straight to Oklahoma, and I would easily pick them to win that regional. I was thinking both teams. I don't think there's any question about who's the better team. Here's something else to think about, though, as we kind of close things out. As you look at the RPI, you look at the strength of schedule and things like that, the one caveat here is ranking. I do know that the NCAA committee, no matter what they say, look at our ranking, they look at Baseball America, they look at all these rankings. And let's say Arkansas's RPI is sitting at, you know, 58 at the end of the year. But, you know, we all have them ranked 11th or 10th, and they got 19 wins in the SEC. I have a feeling they would get a host at that point because it's, you know, kind of like, well, what kind of message are we sending? Are we sending a message where the RPI is the only thing that matters completely? So I think that's something to watch. I think their season rankings is a big thing to watch as we get here closer to the beginning of the season.
And Ryan Stanek, Trey, am I saying his name right? I believe he's the Arkansas pitcher that has he helped himself this year? We had a guy on that was talking about how he possibly could be the number one overall pick in the draft. Do you still see that, or has he hurt his chances this year?
Well, you know, I hate to say he's hurt his chances. I think it's more so some guys have really kind of stepped up. I think you look at Mark Appel at Stanford, obviously a well-documented situation with him last year. With him turning down the Pirates and going back to school for his senior year as a first-rounder. Jonathan Gray at Oklahoma, you know, I saw him a couple of weeks ago. He was 96-100 the entire game. He'll probably be the number two overall pick. But, you know, some people have seen him drop into the 13 or 14. I don't think that's going to happen. I still think he's a top 10 pick, probably in the 8 and 10, 11 range. But he's not a 1-1 guy at this point, but he certainly, I think, will still be a top 10 or 11 pick.
Kendall, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you hopefully again soon before the SEC baseball tournament.
You bet, guys. Be good.